When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 72. When doing your best means doing the bare minimum, by Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I, Dr. Neil Malik, read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Consider me your very own personal narrator. Now tonight, for those of you that follow baseball, is Game 1 of the World Series. The Cubs, who have already made history by just getting to the World Series, may win it all this year, so it's super exciting to watch. So why not have an inspiring quote today that comes from one of the best baseball players ever, George Herman Babe Ruth. He said, "Never let the fear of striking out get in your way." All right, let's get right to the post and start optimizing your life. When doing your best means doing the bare minimum, by Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com. The last month or so has been more than a little hectic around here. Actually, if I can be honest with you, the last year has pretty much been hustle and crash on repeat. Nothing I can't handle, of course, but just challenging in a myriad of ways. Between my ongoing medical issues, moving across the country, planning a wedding, traveling, adjusting my entire family to a new location and routine, well, let's just say it's been more than a little crazy, and I've been more than a little stressed. I typically deal with stress appropriately, having several strategies in place. But my lifestyle has certainly taken a hit as my stress threshold reaches its limit. There have been a few times that I began to crack. Not completely, just a few cracks here and there. And within those cracks, I found myself living out of balance, further from my center than I ever prefer to be. In fact, over the last few weeks, I've experienced so many cracks that I'm lucky to have simply done the bare minimum in all aspects of my life. As a recovering perfectionist, it's often difficult to accept the bare minimum. But when I realign with my purpose and bring myself back to center, I realize it's okay. The minimum is okay. What it comes down to is this. Every now and then, I place unnecessary pressure on myself to be better than my best. You guys know how I feel about your, quote, best. Your best is not anyone else's best. It doesn't hinge on the actions or successes of others. Your best is different every single day. It's the faith and acceptance of knowing that right now you are doing the best you can, and that tomorrow your best might involve more or less effort. Your best is what you can give at any moment without causing harm to yourself or others. You simply can't be better than your best, and you should be wary of those who attempt to convince you to do so, especially if that person happens to be you. There are times during my journey when I think I need to do better than my best. When this happens, I simply become aware of the feeling. No judgment, no shame, no beating myself up. I'm not ashamed to admit this to you, because at this stage in my life, I'm just not ashamed of anything. Everything is an opportunity to learn, to grow, to evolve. I will sometimes feel stress, envy, jealousy, anxiety, and fear. I will sometimes revert to old habits and begin to think, what if it's not enough? What if I need to be more? I know it's a trap. I know it won't serve me. I know that I'm always doing my best, and sometimes my best is the bare minimum. The way I see it, if my dogs and children are fed, coffee is brewed, dishes are mostly done, emails are mostly answered, I move a little bit, and everyone knows I love them, I'm doing all right. I might only manage a 15 to 20 minute workout and wind up eating the most random concoction of food from the fridge, but that's all completely okay. In fact, it's more than okay. In order to be truly and sustainably successful and content, I've given myself explicit permission to sometimes just do the bare minimum, which consists of my daily non-negotiables. When it comes to my daily non-negotiables, the list is pretty short. Obviously, this includes unlisted things like getting out of bed, brushing my teeth, and so on. My daily non-negotiables. 1. Move every day for at least 10 minutes. 2. Read every day for at least 15 minutes. 3. Write every day for at least 30 minutes. 4. Hydrate. 5. Go to bed as early as possible. 6. Express gratitude and love. And 7. Spend at least 15 to 30 minutes of quality time with my family. That's it. That's my bare minimum, and everything else is up for negotiation. As a recovering perfectionist, it's taken me years of practice to learn to let go of the need to do everything and to do so perfectly. I used to feel as though if I didn't have the time for an hour training session, I might as well not work out at all, which is why I put together so many quickie workouts on my YouTube channel. Or if I couldn't put together a week's worth of perfect meals, I might as well just throw in the towel and eat whatever I come across. It's that all or nothing mentality that so many of us fall victim to, simply because we don't give ourselves permission to do the bare minimum when the occasion calls for it. Inevitably, life will throw you some ugly curveballs, and no amount of preparation can completely account for everything it throws at us. I've often heard clients say, quote, "I was doing great, but then life got in the way." Life didn't get in the way. It's always there, and as long as we are in the flow and accept these inevitable fluctuations, all will be well in our heads and our hearts. There will be times when it's all you can do to get out of bed and get dressed for work, and that's okay. There will be days when you just can't wait to hit the pillow and start over tomorrow. That's okay too. Rather than stress over, quote, life getting in the way, and instead of trying to do everything, put together a list of your daily non-negotiables, your bare minimum, and aim to do that. And then, just breathe. Breathe deeply. Refocus your energy. Realign with your purpose. Journal. Read. Repeat this mantra. Right now is enough. Say it out loud. Right now is enough. Right now, the best is my best. I truly believe that if we allow our bodies and hearts to follow the natural ebb and flow of life, we will always be exactly where we need to be. This takes trust. Trust in the process. Trust in yourself. Trust that right now is enough. Trust that you're doing your best, always. This is how I get back to my center and let go once again of the itch that returns from time to time, telling me that I need to be better than my best. It takes diligent practice, deep trust, and constant effort. Every now and then I will feel the itch, but I'm prepared to deal with it. I don't have to be perpetually on in order to be happy, and I don't have to run anyone else's race or fight anyone else's fight, and neither do you. In the end, it really comes down to this unfailing belief. There is no such thing as better than my best, and it's okay to do my bare minimum. You just listened to the post titled, "When Doing Your Best Means Doing the Bare Minimum," by Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I love the term recovering perfectionist. I could so relate to that. I am one of those. I have fallen many times into that trap of, I don't have time for an hour workout today, so forget it, there's no point. My wife and I try to plan our meals every week on Sundays. Sometimes we don't get to do that. I've been in that position where when we don't plan our menus, it's like, forget it, we're just gonna eat whatever we want this week and we'll make it up the next week. So for me, it was great to read that there are others out there like this. Others who enjoy being active, who really take care of their health, but still have those days where it's just too difficult. I've said this before. People always tell me, oh, it's easier for you. You like working out. You like public health. You like nutrition. And so it's always going to be easier for you to eat and find time to exercise and all that fun stuff. But that's not true. It takes work. I plan for it, and it's not easy. There are those days where I dread going to the gym or thinking about what balanced meal I'm going to create tonight. But it's okay, because that day will pass, and I'll do better the next time. No, you know what? I'll do my best the next time. Now, before we end for the day, if you'd like to go above and beyond to help out this show, a really simple and free thing you can do right now is to show someone how to subscribe to this podcast. You can show them on your smartphone, or you can direct them to oldpodcast.com. If everyone helped subscribe, just one person, it would be a big help. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. I got to go catch the first game of the World Series. So I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.